Now, the House has repealed a law to withhold money from federal contractors. The old law required the government to hold on to 3% of payments to contractors to make sure they pay their taxes. Alan Shvatkin is the vice president of the Professional Services Council and here to talk about what the end of this law might mean for you and your company. Alan, great to have you on. Thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Francis.
Is this good news or indifferent news for the contracting community?
No, this is good news, not only for the contracting community, but for federal agencies as well. This law, which was enacted several years ago, was due to take effect in 2012, and by Congress moving, the House at least, moving to repeal this, it not only keeps the cash flow going to companies, but it avoids agencies having to spend millions of dollars in developing their own internal systems in order to be able to comply with the withholding requirement.
Now, we've talked about this off the air before, and what I took away, and I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, but that infrastructure system seemed to bother you as much as the cash idea, the amount of money that the contractors were pulling in.
No question about it. This would have been a significant administrative burden on both companies and on federal agencies to track this money, to accurately record it, and then to make sure that when contractors were eligible for receiving the funds. This was a deferral of payment after the taxes had been paid, then to be able to make sure that all of the money was put back in the right categories, assigned to the right contracts. This was an enormous administrative burden on both the government and the industry for a very small return.
The idea behind this originally was we're going to withhold this money, and then if the contractors don't pay their taxes, we'll have at least something on hand to be able to help them do that. That doesn't seem to be how this wound up working, though.
That's correct, because there's no linkage, if you will, between a withholding of a payment due on a contract for performance and what a company may owe in taxes. And that was always one of the big gaps and made the enforcement or the development of the implementing requirements so challenging, both for Treasury as well as for the procuring agencies.
As this moves forward, the House has passed it. Where do we stand, Senate? And then, of course, it would have to go on to the President to sign it.
This has the underlying idea behind repeal has broad bipartisan support. There were over almost 270 co-sponsors in the House, and the bill yesterday passed by the vote of 405-16. So broad bipartisan support for the repeal, coupled with appropriate offsets, which is what the House did yesterday. Last week, the Senate took up a similar proposal to repeal the withholding, but added as the offset for that $30 billion. This was a proposal by Senator McConnell, the Republican leader, to offset the $11 billion cost with $30 billion of spending reductions. That was rejected by the Senate. So our hope is that now with the full support of overwhelming vote in the House, clear statements of support from the executive branch, from OMB, about the House version, that the Senate will be able to move promptly, repeal the law, put the offsets into place, and relieve both the contractors and the agencies of this administrative sort of Damocles hanging over their head.
So it sounds like if we can work around some wrangling that's going on the Hill, and hard to believe that ever happens, right?
Not in my lifetime, anyway.
But if we can get around that, it sounds like we got something, right?
Yeah, and I'm very confident that since the House has laid out a very clear, simple, and straightforward path, overwhelming bipartisan support, with the support of the President, because the President has previously supported either delay or repeal of this withholding requirement, that we're as close as we've ever been to enactment, and I hope we'll get it soon.
It's not hard to see why this is good, then, for the reasons that you gave for the contractors, but you mentioned this is good for the agencies, too. What difference does it make to them?
Well, to the agencies, they have to track the information. They have to develop the systems to withhold the funds from the contractors. They have to be able to then go through the administrative process of reapplying those funds, transmitting them after they reconcile between taxes owed and funds withheld. So at this time, when there are fewer and fewer acquisition professionals, we have an administrative process that isn't really addressing the underlying concern that started it, which is how do you make sure the contractors are paying their fair share of taxes. And there are enough administrative and regulatory procedures that have been put into place since this law was enacted that can address that issue directly.
So they would be essentially, agencies would essentially be in the position of being not tax collectors exactly, but performing that same function.
Very much so.